with an outreach of 28 countries in Africa. And we work, as you're saying, with small-scale farmer supply chains, but importantly as well with our own processing units, which are based in the rural areas. So we have that integration, that connection between community to our processing. So it's two levels, really. HIV/AIDS for us is very important at the level of our employees, then of course at the levels of the community and the farmers that we work and support. So over the last few years, we've been developing programs which started off as basic awareness, and then they've been evolving from there.
I understand you will be working with NGOs to help facilitate this effort. So who are some of these NGOs and how will you be working with them?
With the OLAM's outreach, by being actually based in the communities and by being, you know, actually part of the community in terms of our processing units, it gives the opportunities not just for OLAM, but for the NGOs to actually link into our systems, link into our supply chains, and then really reach through us to the farmers, reach to us to various employers as well. I think one of the interesting areas, we have a huge number of women that work in our processing units, for example, in Cashew, and the NGOs, particularly, for example, in Gender Health, which is supported by USAID, as well as by OLAM, as well as by GIZ, the German Cooperation Unit. So in Gender Health has been working with us, particularly in countries like Tanzania, in supporting the HIV/AIDS program, the awareness, number one, and then number two, through really moving for employees to actually know their status. So we ran a theme from sort of our second, third year of support of HIV/AIDS to basically get people to understand their status, which was a big sort of barrier to cross. And this was given a lot of support through the NGOs, outreach and community workers. And we gave the opportunity then for people to be tested. And then obviously as the result comes out, how we go forward that in terms of counseling and then the supply of retroviral drugs and so on.
Do you all actually have community centers set up in the rural areas where people are coming to you, or are you going out to the rural villages?
Well, to be honest, what we're doing here is that when it comes to the HIV/AIDS Day, we set up mobile centers where people can come. There's a lot of traditional kind of role play where people will enact what HIV/AIDS is as a way of basically communicating. And then at the same time there, the NGOs that support us, they do a lot of the testing on that day. But also, as part of the awareness, we make people realize that in our processing facilities that we have in places like the Republic of Congo, across Tanzania, Mozambique, Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, a whole host of countries, in our actual processing units, we have our own clinics. And then people there can continue and follow up and then go and have further HIV/AIDS testing done, obviously, within our own premises, supported by NGOs and the OLAM staff as well. It's a collaboration. And then from then, we go to the next steps of long-term healthcare as well.
This is a very intriguing collaboration combining agriculture with combating HIV/AIDS. What role does agriculture and also food play in the effort of combating HIV/AIDS in the rural areas of Africa?
I think this is a real critical factor because you can't look at health without linking it to nutrition. And obviously the agriculture that we're supporting a lot of small-scale farmers in producing, you know, increasing their productivity, increasing the quality of their products. And as we do that, it gives the opportunity of people, obviously, to develop their own food security agendas. But importantly, if they're producing cash crops for us, for example, they can use that cash to buy, you know, improved nutritional value of food, you know, in terms of vegetables, you know, different calories and so on. Because at the end of the day, a lot of diet in Africa is very focused on carbohydrate. So working, and I say with other types of NGOs, and I stress not the health NGOs, we're working with the development NGOs on developing these different parts of agricultural systems as well. So nutrition is actually vital for the support of tackling HIV/AIDS within the communities.
How are you all following up to ensure that this effort is a success?
Well, this is the important thing for us. This isn't a one-off area that we do. In terms of our long-term healthcare, with the NGOs, we've evolved now, and I'm say back to Engender Health, supported by USAID. So the health insurance has had a huge impact on accessing retroviral drugs and other support as well. It's a long-term type program. It's not one of these things we're stopping to start, you know, or an annual event. It's actually embedded in our business models now within our processing units in particular.